Seven. Now, there's been a lot of unpacking of Cyril Ramaphosa's part one of his testimony at the State Capture Commission. Remember, he appeared over the last 2 days in his capacity as the president of the ANC. Next week, he returns in his capacity as head of state. Dirk Kotze, professor of political studies at UNISA, writing in The Conversation, saying the period for which Ramaphosa will find it difficult to account was his term as deputy president to Jacob Zuma. The reason is that he deputized at the height of the state capture era, corruption, and the repurposing of state organs for private gain. Though no claim is made that he benefited from it, he should have been aware of the media exposés. Dirk Kotze joins me. Now, Dirk, thanks so much for coming on air with us. Many people will find it interesting that how Cyril Ramaphosa yesterday could say he did not know about state capture until media reports exposed the Gupta leaks. He was deputy president at the time. But isn't the real politic lost in these type of conversations that the deputy president only has the power and influence and the resources that are afforded to him by his boss, who at that time was Jacob Zuma?
Yes, I think that is a part of the explanation. You know, we are in South Africa, our constitution has presented to us a deputy president. It's not a vice president. If it was a vice president, it would be a person with powers. Like, for example, the vice president in the U.S. is, for example, the chairperson of the Senate. In South Africa, it's simply a deputizing person with very few powers of his or her own. And I think that is what we have heard also these past 2 days, is that, for example, when in the case of President, then Deputy President Ramaphosa, in his capacity as chairperson of both of the political committee in Parliament as well as the Cadre Deployment Committee, in many instances didn't know about, for example, the appointments of ministers or the dismissal of ministers and the appointment of senior persons in SOEs. That is what the evidence that he gave to us. So I think in that respect, he was very often, I would guess, in the dark and, like us, depended on what they saw in the media.
Dirk, there would also be those who would say that, okay, once he found out, he then should have resigned out of protest from cabinet. Again, leave with some sort of morality, but then again, with what constituency to back him? Also, many would also argue that Ramaphosa largely impressed yesterday. That doesn't mean that he doesn't carry in no level of culpability over the last 9 to 10 years, especially as a leader in the ANC. Also, what difference will there be when he makes his evidence or testifies in his capacity as state president next week?
Well, it's not next week. It's the end of May that he's going to testify now. I think the difference in the type of testimony and evidence he will present is that, as he indicated it already, he will talk more about what he has implemented already as president, you know, the way in which he dealt with the criminal justice system and the removal of persons who were aligned to President Zuma and the new appointments, the way in which he dealt with SARS to re-empower SARS also, as well as with the specific aspects of the anti-corruption campaign that he has launched. So I think that will be more the focus of that. He will obviously have to talk about his role as deputy president as national deputy, not ANC deputy president. And I think this is what I try to say in this piece in The Conversation, is that that is something which is not clear-cut. And he will have to take responsibility. Now, there was one example of how it did happen, and that's in the case of Deputy President then Galema Motlanthe, who stood against President Ramaphosa, President Zuma in 2012 at the Mangaung conference, and he lost. And as a result of that, he was completely out of the top six of the ANC. So once you resign or you stand up against or stood up against President Zuma, given the fact, and you know that's indicative for us of how important and powerful the two positions in combination are, the national president and the ANC's president, is it's an all-powerful position.
Dirk Kotzer, Professor of Political Studies at the University of South Africa, thank you so much for joining us. 26 minutes past 12 noon, you're listening to the Midday Report.